This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng, together with Wong Xiaoning and Sharitz Abdullah. We'll be bringing you the most important business discussions over the next few hours. And in the US markets yesterday, the markets were in negative territory. The Dow Jones was down about 0.5%, S&P 500 down almost 1%, and the NASDAQ 1.5% down.
All this following signs of the political turmoil in the US. At the same time, in the Asian market, they were muted yesterday, but may change when they open later today this morning. We see Nikkei up 0.1%, Hang Seng up 0.2%, Shanghai Composite up 0.3%, and STI up 0.4%. For KLCI, remain flat from the previous day.
All right, we've got Dodge Dolan on the line. He's Chief Investment Officer for Lander Wealth Management in New York. And just some thoughts on stocks and results. Nike results came out last night and there's a beat expectation. So what do you feel about this stock, Dodge?
We don't look for trading opportunities. It was very strong in digital and back-to-school sales, which we like. But recently, Serena Williams was talking about, she's a Nike-sponsored athlete, and she said the biggest lesson she learned, don't get in Nike space because they do it well, and that's what we've seen over a long term. She also, in an area that is not, you know, in the numbers, she admires Nike for not being afraid to stand up for what's right and wanting to empower people to do that. And we get that feeling when you go to Nike stores. So not only are they good fundamentally in the numbers, but they have the right spirit and they have something that's going to really last for quite a while. So we're going to continue to be a long-term investor.
And Dodge, earlier this week, Netflix shares entered negative territory, right, after losing all 46% gains for the year. Do you think Netflix has what it takes to withstand the onslaught of competition from the likes of Amazon and Disney?
It depends. We don't think so if market continues to be defined as it is now. That's what's bringing Disney into their environment. But if you take a look and you can see what happened between entertainment and computers and delivery of entertainment way back when Verizon was a telephone company and not basically in fiber optics, we think that's going to happen also with entertainment. We're already seeing it. So what we're looking for is not for Netflix to stay in the market that it is, but to redefine it and to come up with some acquisitions and some mergers that would make it more competitive in the much bigger market than it is in now.
And Dodge, there's been a lot of talk on climate change action this week with all that's going on in the United Nations. So in relation to this, oil and gas companies have been accused of greenwashing through their support of the oil and gas climate initiative. Do you think it's a step in the right direction? And how do you think oil and gas company can go further in deflecting mounting criticism from the clean energy and climate change movement?
A small, very small step in the right direction. We're really watching what specific oil companies are doing. Royal Dutch Shell, they've been making moves, they've been making acquisitions, they acquired First Utility, an electric utility in the United Kingdom. They acquired MP2 Energy, which owns natural gas distribution infrastructure and tools and projects for distributed solar. That would be good. No oil multinational excels at the forward thinking quite like Total. The French energy giant has long been a major investor in renewable energy. We believe that Total has the most coherent long-term strategy, so they're going to be a winner. Finally, we think that Equinor is going to be a winner also. Whenever a multi-billion dollar oil company is willing to change its name, that should be enough to prove it's serious about renewable energy. And that's what Statoil did. Now Equinor, and they removed oil from its name, and that really is going to generate where it's going in the future. So we're watching specific companies that can have good strategies. Other companies, Chevron and BP, we don't think are going to completely make it at this point. They have to prove themselves more.
And Dodge, the U.S. House of Representatives, one of the major lawmaking bodies in the United States, wants to impeach Donald Trump. And the market we saw fell into negative territory yesterday. Do you think that the markets will continue to be preoccupied with this? And will this negative sentiment prevail?
It will be short term. It will prevail upon the market. The market's going to wait. Tomorrow there's going to be a lot of disclosure coming out. That should help the situation one way or the other, whether he's impeached or not. we have to go through this process. It's too soon to be buying in volume at this point. We have to wait for the market to consolidate, to build some kind of base in reaction to what is coming out of Washington, D.C. from a political standpoint of view. But overall, history has indicated that once you get through this, because we've been through this a couple of times now, there will be a buying opportunity. But for tomorrow, no. Let's wait. Let's see what happens in Washington, and then let's react once we know what the deal is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.